Unit 3, Part 2, Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A, Listening Comprehension.
Task 1.
A woman has been giving chocolates to police officers in Nanjing every Valentine's Day for 16 years. Back in 1998, Guo Huiying's entire family nearly died while she was taking a shower at home. Due to the lack of ventilation, carbon monoxide that was accumulating in the room soon left the woman and her two kids in a coma. Luckily, her husband managed to call the police before he, too, fainted. The four were rescued by the police and revived in hospital. On Valentine's Day the next year, Guo visited the police station with four boxes of chocolates to express gratitude to her family's saviors. And she has sent the same gifts every Valentine's Day since, for the last 16 years.
Task 2. A restaurant in Jinan, Shandong Province, found itself paying a huge sum of extra taxes due to a mistake in a receipt. The staff printed a receipt for 969,132 yuan instead of the actual purchase of 132 yuan. The diners who received the receipt left without a trace, and the restaurant had to pay over 50,000 yuan more in taxes as a result of being unable to find them to get the receipt back. The restaurant put a notice on their door, hoping to find the diners with the receipt.
Task 3. Wondering how to surprise your sweetheart? One man got seriously creative when proposing to his girlfriend. A young man in Beijing successfully proposed with a bouquet of flowers made of hot pot beef on their 5th year anniversary. The peculiar proposal took place in a hot pot restaurant. After he declared that he would always love her no matter how fat she got, the boy suddenly knelt to present the girl with the meat bouquet, which he had made by himself. The girl, who apparently loves to eat meat, said yes and wept for joy.
Task 4. A video showing a primary school girl playing basketball has become an internet sensation, with many viewers claiming the girl may become a promising future star of Chinese women's basketball team. In the video, 12-year-old Fan Ruiya moved swiftly, controlled the ball firmly, and dribbled it through her legs and behind her back to the neck. Sometimes she even drove to the basket or scored a three-pointer. Her performance was captured and uploaded by her coach via Sina Weibo, though she looked much shorter and smaller among the group of participating boys. Standing at 1.38 meters tall, sixth grader Fan has already taken up basketball as a youth player playing for the second division team in a local club.
Section B, Listening-Based Integrated Tasks.
Jack Ma is here. He's the founder of Alibaba, China's largest e-commerce group. He's one of his country's first and most successful technology entrepreneurs. His company runs a host of popular sites, including Alibaba.com, a trade site for small businesses with more than 50 million users in more than 240 countries, Taobao, China's largest retail site with more than 300 million users, and China's version of PayPal, with more than 400 million users. The company is also eyeing markets in the United States, Japan, and India for more growth. China has the world's largest internet population with over 400 million people online. I'm pleased to have Jack Ma at this table for the first time. Welcome!
Thank you.
So tell me how you got involved in technology.
Actually, I'm not involved in technology. I'm involved in entrepreneurship because I was trained to be a high school teacher. I know nothing about technology. The only thing I use my computer is send and receive email and browse. That's it.
You cannot write code?
No, not at all. I'm always wondering how the code works. But because I don't know the technology, I respect technology. We always hire the best people. I believe technology is only one thing. We should tell the technology guys what the consumers want, what people want. Because I believe 80% of the people in this world are like me. We love technology, but we're scared of technology.
How did you start creating these companies?
Well, I started the first internet company in China in 1995, ChinaPages.com. Just by accident, I came to the United States, and I found something was going to change the world. So I started the business.
You knew it was going to change the world?
Yes, I think this thing is going to be huge. But honestly, I do not know after 15 years it would grow that fast. China needs a lot of jobs, and China needs a lot of entrepreneurs. And what's the best way to help them? Internet. So they will focus on helping each other. And because we are helping more people, and there are then more people helping us, the business really grows in this way.
You are an apostle for small businesses?
I'm a strong believer. It's my religion.
It's your religion?
It's my religion. I think it's a great honor for us that we can help others.